Researchers have known for some time that fat stored on the thighs, hips and buttocks is healthier than that stored around the abdominals, but they haven't known why. But now scientists from Oxford University, who have been studying the two different types of fat, think lower body fat produces hormones that help fight disease like diabetes. Their work is published in the International Journal of Obesity. Carly Laird reports.
It's news that many women, and perhaps some men, will be disappointed to hear.
Ideally, would have very flat tummies and very large hips, which is a little bit difficult to sell, obviously, this way of, let's say, promoting health.
Dr. Konstantinos Menelopoulos is a clinical research fellow at the University of Oxford Centre for Diabetes, Endocrinology and Metabolism. He says although we might think all the fat on our body is the same, there are some important differences.
The abdominal fat, so the fat around the tummy, is what we call a metabolically active tissue, which means that it takes up fatty acids after a meal quite avidly and releases them in times of exercise, again, quite avidly. While the femoral, so the thigh fat, is basically a long-term storage, so it's much more sluggish in its metabolism.
Which is why it might be harder to shift, I suppose.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, it's a saying which says one moment on the lips, forever on the hips. And there is certainly something true on that.
But despite it being harder to shift, Dr. Menelopoulos says that the fat on the thighs and the hips actually protects the body from diseases related to obesity.
If the thigh fat is the source of some beneficial hormones, which are called leptin and adiponectin.
And what beneficial properties do they have?
They help the body metabolize sugars and fats in a better way. And in contrast, tummy fat is actually known and it's proven that it secretes a series of deleterious hormones that promote exactly the opposite.
But he says it's not an excuse for people to develop unhealthy habits.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not promoting, you know, to say to people, gain weight. Because obviously, someone who is overweight and would say, well, I have loads of weight around my hips, probably the same person will have loads of fat around the tummy, where obviously the deleterious, you know, properties of the tummy fat obviously overrides the beneficial properties of the leg fat. The take-home message is really, you know, not just gain fat, but it's important where to store the fat.
And unfortunately, not many of us have much choice over that.
Yes, that's true, though. Certainly, there is a genetic background.
But Dr. Menelopoulos says he and his team are trying to find out how the body decides where to store its fat. Then they can eventually develop ways of manipulating the body into storing the fat in safer areas.
The general idea of, you know, redistributing fat in our body is a valid one that one should and could explore certainly in the future.
Dr. Konstantinos Menelopoulos from Oxford University, ending Carly Laird's report.